The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph brings down a Mishnah that by Shenifchas with Sikach Al Gabav, if you have a house where the roof caved in, and now you some of the roof is left, and you put Tzchach in the middle, so that's a Kasher Sukkah as long as you have less than Dalet Amos between the Tzchach and the wall, because you say Daif and Akuma. So it's mavur from the Gemara that a person could make a Sukkah out of his house, a regular bais, you can put up Tzchach, and that becomes a Sukkah. So I was bothered with the Kasher in this Gemara for many years already, that Lechara, you have a big problem with this, because we know the halacha is you're not allowed to be misakich b'davar mekabel tuma. Anything which is mekabel tuma is not kosher to be schach. You have to use something which is not mekabel tuma. But lefi that, how can you ever make a sukkah in a house, something that has a shame bias, a regular house? Lechara should be possible for a sukkah, because anything you use is schach, basically, is roy to be mekabel tuma and tumas negayim. This house is able to become a bias amenuga, and once it's bias amenuga, the roof will become tame, it's roy to be mekabel tumas negayim. You know, everything in that house is roy to be mekabel tuma. So bishlam, a regular sukkah that doesn't have a shame bias, it might not be considered enough of a bias to be mekabel tuma negayim. But if you have a regular bias, it's a regular halachic bias, and like the Gemara says in Daf Gimel, bias which is dal adad is mekabel tuma negayim. So basically, any schach that you use should be possible because it's roy to be mekabel tuma negayim. So how can you ever make a sukkah in your house? And I found afterwards that this kasha is asked by Bichalkas Yayav in his kuntres Kava de Kashyasa. He has a kuntres at the end of a sefer where it's called Kava de Kashyasa. Kava is gematria 103. The Kashyasa are kashas, and it's a kuntres of 103 shtarka kashas that he asks. He doesn't give terutzim. And this kasha actually appears be'erach two times in kasha number Dalet and kasha Peches. So he seems to be bothered with this kasha. And afterwards I found that the stipler asks this kasha as well, and Simni Yad Alf in sukkah. He has a whole arichas about this kasha, and he says, don't tell me that we're talking about a bais which is less than dal al dal and another dechukim, and it's not mistabel like that. It sounds like we're talking about any bais would be kosher for a sukkah. So he's bothered, lechar, the schach is right to be mekabel tumas negayim. So I thought that maybe perhaps he can answer this kasha, I'll be a yisayt from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, in the stencils on, in Nida, Daf Nun Tes, says the following yisayt. He wants to say that there's a yisaytistic achilik between tumas negayim and other tumas. He says, by other tumas, l'mashol tumas mace. So if a kli touches the mace, so we say that the kli was makabel tuma from the mace. It's a makabel tuma. But he says, tumas negayim is different. When you have a bias and manuga, and there's a nega in the bias, it's not the pshat that the bias is being makabel tuma from the nega, but the pshat is that the bias becomes the tuma alein. The bias becomes the cheftz of tuma, becomes the, he says, it's like the bias itself is the sheretz. That is the tuma. That's the davar metame. So it's not that the bias is makabel tuma from the nega, but the whole bias with the nega becomes the cheftz of the tuma. So lefi that, you could say that maybe that would not be a problem to be misakich with, because the Torah only says you can't be misakich with the davar which is mekabel tumah, it receives tumah for something else. But the tumah alein, the davar which is the tumah itself, maybe would not be a chesaron to be misakich b'davar mekabel tumah. That's all Pidi said from Reb Chaim. There's a kasha in this teretz that I'm saying, or a kasha in Reb Chaim from the Gemara later on, but Mitzvah Hashem will deal with that when we get there. Another teretz I was thinking that maybe you could say, and I think the stipler says something came this, that the whole din of not being misakech b'davar mekabel tumah is not a siba, but it's a simen. In other words, it's not the pshat that the Torah is makbid that the davar being misakech with can't be mekabel tumah. We don't care about being mekabel tumah or not, but the Torah is makbid on certain types of things, certain types of kelim or eichlim that you can't be misakech with. And kabbalah tumah is just a barometer to figure out what are the things that the Torah allows you to be misakech with and what not. So something which is mekabel tumah, that is what the Torah doesn't want you to use. So if it's an eichel, it's mekabel tumah, you can't use it. If it's kelim, it's mekabel tumah, you can't use it. But to use tumas negayim as a barometer to what you can't be misakech with, that doesn't make any sense, because basically anything which is part of your bias will be right to be mekabel tumas negayim. So that's not something that defines what is the thing that the Torah passed from sikuch. It has to be something, one of the regular dine tumah, like tumas eichlim, tumas kelim, that could define what you can't use for sikuch. But the fact that it's right to become tumim bias amenuga, that doesn't show anything about the min or the mahus of that specific kli. And therefore, that's not part of the cheshbon, and we're not pasul the schach al tzedaver hamekabel tuma. A third mahalach is thinking al derech al pilpul is you could say maybe I'll pee the gemara in Sanhedrin daf ayin aleph and medaleph, where the gemara says the bais hamenuga lo hayav lo asin liyos. The bais hamenuga never happened and never will happen. Lama nachta, why was it written? Dresh v'kabel schar, it's just written for to be mekabel schar for learning about the parsha. So being the bais hamenuga never will happen, then efshar that's not considered a davar hamekabel tuma, a davar that's right to be mekabel tuma, a davar right to mekabel tuma is something that bepayel might actually become tame. But being the bais hamenuga never will happen, so then it's not a right to be mekabel tuma, because we know the tire is being made that never will happen. So perhaps that's not considered a davar that goes into the psul of be misakel with davar mekabel tuma. That is obviously al derech achidah about pilpul, but those are a couple possible mahalchim over here. I just want to be misayim with, I quoted this kasha from the Sefer Kava de Kashyasa from the Chalkas Yayav, And I said it's called Kava de Kashasa because Kava is Gematria 103 Kashas, but obviously he didn't make up this phrase Kava de Kashasa. It's really a Melitza. It's a play on the words that Chazal use. Chazal used these words Kava de Kashasa, and it actually appears in Maseches Yuma. So I'm going to end off with another test on Maseches Yuma for the Lem de Hadaf, to finish the Masechta, and especially for Shmuel Fischler, that who could tell me where these words Kava de Kashasa appear in Maseches Yuma.